At their meeting this week, Loyalist Township Council approved their 2024 to 2023 Parks and Recreation Master Plan. According to staff, the plan emphasizes inclusivity, community partnerships, and staffing needs. Estimated costs within the plan total $23.26 million. Public engagement was conducted through various channels, including the township's Engage Loyalist platform. The township heard input from residents, staff, and the Southeast Health Unit. The draft plan was presented to the Committee of the Whole in April and endorsed for final community feedback before returning to Council for final consideration. The plan includes 157 recommendations across programming, facilities, parks, trails, and service delivery. Director of Community and Customer Services with the Township, Lori McFarland, explained how staff and Council will look into recommendations from the plan over time.
We will be looking, at prioritizing based on need and use, avoidance of service redundancy, asset requirement obligations, phased and adaptive executions, and oversight, council oversight and budget alignment. The endorsement of the plan does not necessarily mean that all of the financial recommendations that are here are being implemented or being recommended. What it does mean is that anything that has financial implications will have to be looked at through that lens and brought back to council along with every other budget and approved through the regular budget process. And it needs to look at how it fits into our long-term financial plan and all of those key parameters to ensure we're executing it in a responsible financial manner.
Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend noted the importance of the plan going forward.
It's been a long time, and we as council have been a principal driver of seeing this. And we know as council how important our recreation services and programming are to our residents. In the report, the implementation sort of disclaimer and expectations, inevitably, I think, the next incoming council next year will have, challenging financial prospects on all sorts of levels, and recreation is no exception to that. But I think it provides a comprehensive picture of certainly the scope of what the kinds of things that we want to see in the township.
Councillor Paul Proderick spoke about the importance of communication between township departments throughout the plan.
I was happy to see the role at Parks and Rec and culture and the arts can do together. And I think that's something that's important just for streamlining services and not talking in this silo and that silo and not knowing what each other's doing.
Councillor Jake Ennis showed his support for the new master plan.
I think it's an important update to make for the township and to provide sort of a guiding framework for recreation. I think it's a balanced approach. Some of the larger investments are pushed out, so there might be some disappointment there. But I think on the other hand, there's some exciting lower cost, higher impact, positive investments in the shorter term that could possibly be made. So I think it's a balanced approach that council and residents can support, hopefully.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.